the Rewind That Tape podcast. I'm Jay Probs, and today we're getting in with another daily recap. Hope you guys had a great July 4th, but we're just going to get right into the MLB action. Big news tonight in the Los Angeles Angels, San Diego Padres game. Padres win 8-5, but in bigger news, I mean in injury news, that's been all over the Angels this past few days, and it's not been good. Mike Trout out for the season with a wrist injury, and in this game, both Anthony Rendon and Shohei Ohtani out with an injury. Rendon had a nasty one off his foul ball off his bat onto his shin. Didn't seem like he could walk. So those are three pretty bad injuries for this Angels team that's trying to compete and trying to fight for a playoff spot, for a wild card spot. And if you don't have, those are your three best players. They've kind of been carrying the Angels the entire season because there isn't much behind that star power. So if you don't have at least one of those guys, you're going to have a really tough time. And for the Angels, it just compounds the problems because you're being forced to make this tough decision with Shohei deciding whether to trade him, whether to keep him, let him test free agency, because with his contract being up, he hasn't signed an extension yet. You never know what could happen. And if you're the Angels, now that Trout's out, Rendon might be out for an extended period of time, do you just ship out Shohei, try to get something back? It's a massive dilemma that they're dealing with, because you can't trade away this guy who's going to be is the face of your franchise, is going to be the face of your franchise for 10 more years if you keep him. And that's a big if. He is the face of the MLB at this point. So if you trade him, it's a massive trade, obviously. And just thinking about World Series implications, playoff implications, if he is traded to a team that has serious postseason thoughts, then it could shift the entire balance, because a team like a Shohei is instantly the favorites. It's the Braves right now, but whoever gets Shohei, if it is a solid team with a solid group of players like the Dodgers, the Astros, the Rangers, even the Padres, I could see all of those, the Yankees, all of them overtaking the Braves and being favorites. And speaking about Braves, probably the biggest news in MLB after the massive Angels injuries is the MLB All-Star game right around the corner, and the MLB All-Star roster is being announced. So first off, we kind of just wanted to talk about probably the biggest surprises, I feel like, at the beginning of the year that kind of came out of nowhere. First off, Orlando Arcia, shortstop for the Atlanta Braves, has been playing really well, filling that hole left by Dansby Swanson when he decided to go to head out to Chicago. He's really, really filled that role and kind of made them forget about Dansby. And so he definitely deserved it. Probably one of the best National League shortstops in the league. And another surprise, I feel like, that no one would have bet on at the beginning of the season is Jonah Heim. Similar to the Rangers season, he has definitely been a surprise. His offense has been a surprise. Career highs in doubles, home runs, runs, RBIs, all while still remaining one of the best defensive catchers in the league. So definitely deserves it. Definitely stepped up his game, and he's a massive reason as to why the Rangers are top of the AL West. And moving on to more All-Star roster news, with the plethora of injuries throughout the league, I mean, you have Yordan Alvarez, Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, Clayton Kershaw, these guys all out injured. Obviously you need replacements. So highlighting that list, you know, we got Julio Rodriguez, Wander Franco. Julio Rodriguez is Seattle Mariners, my bad. Wander Franco of the Tampa Bay Rays, Kyle Tucker of the Astros, all these guys who, I mean, when I first saw the roster, I'm like, dang, where's Julio? Where's Kyle? Those obviously two of the guys that I kind of have been watching a little bit more. I feel like they've been getting a little bit more media attention, especially with Julio Rodriguez. He's been playing really well. And so, you know, they obviously had to make it at some point. So, seeing them make it in the All-Star, it's nice to see. But taking a massive, massive pivot step right here into the July 4th Hot Dog Eating Championship, because you already know that Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Contest is probably the biggest sport on July 4th, because who doesn't love a hot dog eating contest? And who doesn't love Joey Chestnut winning his 16th in a famous hot dog contest? I mean, that is insane. That is next level dominance. I don't think I've seen that out of any other sport athlete. I mean, I could put him up there with some of the greats of our time. I mean, MJ, LeBron, Tom Brady, and I feel like he's ahead of all those guys. I mean, who do you know has won 16 championships? I don't really know anyone, let alone who's won double digits. And this man has won 16. He's heading towards 20. That is in absolute insanity. Right now, we're witnessing dominance on a whole nother level that we have never seen before. And I mean, we just have to appreciate it, because this is greatness, greatness to a level that we've never witnessed before, that I don't think we'll ever witness, again. And he is just amazing. I mean, that's a true winner right there. That's a true winner. And that's 16 is just insane. And he's just going to keep on going, to be honest with you. He's just going to keep on going. But, you know, looking forward ahead of time now, we got the NBA Summer League coming in hot. Few performances, on Monday that we didn't get you guys caught up with. In our, I believe it's the California Classic or something like that in Sacramento. We're only a few, I think like 8 teams play or 10 teams play, but hey, we got our first initial looks at Jimmy Jacquez Jr. of the Miami Heat, and he did not disappoint. The UCLA star with 22 points as the Heat defeated the Lakers 107-90. He played really well, not gonna lie to you. He played really well for a second round pick, and it just makes you think, is this another guy the Heat got in the second round he's gonna do another Caleb Martin, he's gonna do another Max Strus, do another Gabe Vincent, and just replace those guys who have left on massive contracts, and just keep that level of hidden gems that just keep producing? And I mean, I could see it already. But the biggest news probably of Monday is obviously Brandon Miller, his first NBA action in a Charlotte Hornets uniform, the number 2 overall selection, with 18 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and most 6 turnovers and 7 fouls. So a very interesting stat line, I would say, because it's not often you see 18 points, 6 turnovers, and 7 fouls in a summer league game where the Hornets score 77 points. I don't know, man. It's interesting that just reading it off, that stat line, because no one usually gets 7 fouls in a summer league game. But I mean, okay, you're getting adjusted to the league, I guess. But yeah, you're definitely gonna need to see more of him come summer league time, come next game. Because this guy, you invested the number 2 overall pick. You picked him over Scoot Henderson. So he better produce. He better not have 6 turnovers. And I mean, 18 points is solid, but he better not have 6 turnovers. Because you already know Scoot is putting on a show. But I think I think the highlight, I mean, obviously Brandon Miller is going to steal the limelight, the headlines, but Julian Champagne, 30 points, 4 steals, 2 assists, and 8 rebounds. I mean, he popped off, and he had some nice plays too. A few putbacks, putbacks jams. He was playing nice with it. But yeah, I think overall, I mean, I don't know. It's up to you if you enjoy Summer League. I know I definitely enjoy Summer League because, you know, I love basketball. But yeah, it'll be fun to watch these young guys. So that'll be next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we'll get some NBA Summer League action. You already know I'm going to be watching Amen Thompson, and the Houston Rockets tear it up because that's just what they do. But you guys, make sure to keep listening, to our podcast, because you already know we're going to be recapping all those NBA Summer League games, all that All-Star action, all that transfer market, which obviously there was not really much today. But yeah, that basically wraps up our episode for today. Thank you all so much for watching. Like I said, we do daily podcasts, so make sure to keep listening. We really appreciate it. Make sure to go follow us on all of our social medias, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, wherever you are, really, we are, again, like I said, and thank y'all again so much for tuning in and listening to us. Peace.